This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Our third hour. What? You mean we've been on here for 2 hours and we're going one more? That's what we do every day of the week, 365 days a year. And what's really cool about this show, and I'm not bragging because I didn't come up with the idea, but I always liked it, was it is open phones. This is an open phones radio program that if you don't like the subject we're talking about, bring up another one, and we're happy to discuss it. If it's interesting, we'll let you discuss it even a little bit longer. 855-450-FREE is how to get in touch with us. That's our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733, or you can hit us up on Discord, a very cool app that allows you to sound when you call in like you're right here in the studio with us. You can find out more at discord.lrn.fm. And Ian's been reading another article regarding this decision by the Connecticut Supreme Court that will allow Remington, and supposedly kind of opens the door to all gun manufacturers, to be held liable for the acts of insane people who use their products to kill other people. And this is a bugaboo to me. This is one of those things that, you know, you can't...
You're an oath keeper, aren't you?
I was an oath keeper.
Really? You're not anymore?
Nah.
What happened?
Broke your oath?
No, I think I've always upheld my oath. My oath was to the Constitution. It wasn't to any particular government or set of thugs that was in government at a particular time.
Mm-hmm.
But Oath Keepers, I don't think, is the same organization it was when I joined. And I guess I've had a... not a falling out. I don't think they care one way or another, other than they, I'm sure, miss my $35 a year, which I happily gave them when I was an oath keeper.
Is it the war thing? Are they pro-war?
Well, no, they're not. They're not really pro-war, and they were supposed to be kind of apolitical, that they wanted to talk about constitutional issues, and I completely supported them on that.
Okay, you can't talk about a constitutional issue while being apolitical. That doesn't work.
Well, there is.
The Constitution is by its very nature a political document. It's mm-hmm. the root of political documents in
right.
America.
Right, and realized that when I joined Oath Keepers, I was in, I would say, a transitional phase in my life where I was coming from a very conservative background into a more libertarian mindset. But Oath Keepers ended up, I don't want to say, and I don't want to disparage anyone with the Oath Keepers organization, but if you're a member of Oath Keepers, then you may have seen more effort spent on raising money. And there were some questions about whether that money was being spent properly. And whether it was...
or just being lavished on the administrators, that kind of thing?
Something like that. And whether things that were put, going to a certain specific cause actually ended up there, or they ended up somewhere else. And,
so many different organizations just seem to exist to get donations.
Yeah.
And it's like, they just gobble up all these donations, and then what do? Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's a catch-22, because you have to build a marketing organization if you're going to have an organization. You have to raise money.
Sure.
But at the same time, yeah, you don't want that to become the focus
right.
of the organization, and that is something that can happen, because all organizations fight for their own survival and growth.
Yeah, and they were growing. They were growing without a lot of the things that Oath Keepers ended up becoming. So there were a lot of great things that I think Oath Keepers did. I think standing up and showing up at Bundy Ranch in a large number. That was a good thing.
Yeah. I respected that.
Right. But then, like I said, you know, I think what it is, it comes down to is I'm good with an organization for a year or two, and then I'm like, then you start to...
The cracks start to show.
They
right?
do, and you become a little disillusioned with what's going on. But before we get back into that story, and Ian's going to tell us a little bit about what's going on in court, we're going to go to Dave in New Mexico. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, just an update on this Judge Deborah Davis Walker, the family court judge that got popped for DWI. She got pulled over and arrested when she caused an accident making a U-turn.
Right. Dave is like the TMZ of Albuquerque politics. The stories are great. I mean, we've followed, at least Googled or Google imaged a couple of these defendants. And
I love it when a hypocrite gets taken down when they're in the government. That just is refreshing to me.
Okay, so is this about the... go ahead.
Yeah, what's going on with the drunk judge?
Yeah, she got sentenced today, so we can see how this compares to how we're treated those of us.
The drunk judge who actually caused an accident, because it's one thing to drunkenly drive and just get pulled over without having caused an accident. She caused an accident. All right,
was she sober as a judge?
Apparently, lay it on us.
That might not be a high bar to reach.
She got 1 year of probation is what she got.
And Wait, a whole year?
Yeah, of probation. So no jail time. And when she was arrested, she was in and out of the jail in less than 2 hours, which is not consistent with my...
That's super fast.
Yeah, it's pretty fast from my experience. I've never been arrested on... Well, actually, they did arrest me for DWI, but it turned out that they were wrong. I blew 0000, but I still spent... most of the night in jail waiting for him to figure out they had messed up.
I've had arrests that ended in 2 hours, I'll admit.
Okay.
Not all of them and not most of them, but I have had some.
Okay, but wait, sentence for probation, a lot of times there's terms to the probation. Is she allowed to drink while she's on this year-long probation?
Well, I will find out. Today is the first day that the news put out that she had been sentenced, so I'll find out what her terms of probation are. Her terms of probation had better be no alcohol, because if it's not no alcohol, well, the rest of us would have gotten no alcohol, so for sure, you know. So she had better be, for her probation, I got to find out if it's unsupervised or supervised. Mm-hmm. Now, most people that get arrested on a DWI, and get convicted, and they get probation. Their probation should and usually does contain, it's supervised, and they got P-tests every so often. Otherwise, what's the point of the probation? Maybe she got unsupervised. I don't know. But usually, if you cause an accident because you're drunk, you get arrested, you get convicted.
So what was her
probation.
Name? Judge what?
Deborah Walker?
Deborah with an H, Davis Walker, a.k.a. Deborah Walker.
Yeah,
they put me on no alcohol bail for having machete, and I was thinking this is the time for me to get drunk. You guys have my machete.
So I'm like looking her picture. Evidently, she's about 5'4" and 3/8", judging by her picture. It looks like she's wearing orange in her mugshot. Did they give you a smock, or was she just drunk wearing orange?
She's probably drunk wearing orange, because that doesn't because if she's in and out of there in 2 hours, they wouldn't make her change clothes. Plus, underneath that orange, I see she's got there's something black, so she's got something of her own under it. I don't see why they would have made her.
Well, maybe it's a completely black outfit, but the top part is new.
It may be over
because orange is the new black.
There you go.
There's a brief article over at KOB, which is a major radio station out that way. It says Walker will be required to follow a number of conditions. She will have to install an interlock system in her car, which is the tube that people have to blow into to start the car. Community service. She will have to pay court fees and fines and complete a number of required programs. So it does not say that she is not allowed to drink.
Yeah,
really?
That's interesting.
She can drink, but she just can't drive, according to this.
I would be very surprised.
Thanks for the call tonight,
thanks,
David. I appreciate it.
yeah, it's interesting that somehow those guys just aren't treated like the rest of us.
Not a surprise, though, is it?
Not a surprise, and I'm being completely facetious. 855 450 free. What do you think? This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are live yet again, like we are every night, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've been all over the board. It's been a good night for me because I like to take lots of phone calls, and we had a whole slurry of phone calls early on. That's always fun. And if you've got something to say or you've got a topic you'd like to discuss or if you've got questions for us, it doesn't matter. Give us a call. You can hit us up on our toll-free line at 855-450-FREE, or you can use Discord at discord.lrn.fm. That will require that you do load a little client on your portable device or on your laptop, but you can hit us up and you can talk to us, and we really appreciate your support. And one person I do want to thank their support for is Carl. Carl is a platinum amplifier, and in Free Talk Live parlance, amplifiers are people that have taken part or do take part in our AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You can find out more at amp.freetalklive.com. But as a platinum supporter, Carl is giving us at least $25 a month.
Yeah, thanks, Carl.
Thanks a lot. We really do appreciate that.
And all the statists are out there going, Carl!
To join the AMP program, you only need to commit to $5 a month. So Carl has gone above and beyond, and in that we truly do appreciate that.
The AMP program is at amp.freetalklive.com.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe you said that. I
might have, or I might not have, because that's how I roll. But we were talking about this this decision by the Connecticut Supreme Court. You said you had a little bit more on that?
Yeah, I'm just reading from their 71-page long decision here.
And we're not going to read all
the
71
conclusion,
pages.
Which thankfully is just a few paragraphs.
Right.
Where they bring up this what-if scenario surrounding Remington firearms and the school shooting at Sandy Hook.
Right.
And they bring up this what literally saying, if there were credible allegations that a firearm seller had run explicit advertisements depicting and glorifying school shootings and promoted their products in video games such as school shooting that glorify and reward such unlawful conduct. So again, there's a game. They have actually had a footnote there, so I went and I looked up the footnote to see what they were referring to. And
the
at
game.
Some point, they were introduced in over this trial to this game called School Shooting. Now, of course, Remington is not a sponsor of school shooting, let's be clear.
Right.
But they're saying, well, if that there were a company like Remington that was sponsoring school shooting, well, then that would be really bad. And we don't think that the federal government, when they passed this thing called the PLCAA, the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Acts, we don't think they intended to protect that kind of speech.
See, I think they should put out a game called School Shooting, where you go in and shoot the and shoot people in a school. But if and only if there's a mode, a switch that you can flip to make everybody armed.
I think
it would be a very short game in that mode.
Yeah.
You walk in with a gun, you shoot one person, and four people shoot you.
I think we talked about school shooting on Free Talk Live when it came out, and if I recall correctly, there may be more than one game like this, but if I recall correctly, this game, you could be the SWAT team, so you could switch sides in that you didn't have to be the school shooter.
Right.
That you could be the other side. But regardless, it's not sponsored by Remington, okay? And there's no gun company that would sponsor a game like that because it would be a tremendously bad marketing decision.
Right.
That would be marketing malpractice.
Yeah. But in that case, then you would have hopefully the stockholders voting off the board of directors.
Sure.
And
there would be
firing people.
Yeah, there would
or
be
people would just boycott them. I mean, customers don't want that.
Right.
Right.
There would be market punishments that would happen naturally because of that. But regardless, they're saying they admit after setting up this what-if scenario about this mythical gun company that would sponsor school shooting, they say, well, that's not this case. And yet, the underlying legal principles are no different. They say once we accept the premise that Congress did not intend to immunize firearm suppliers who engage in truly unethical and irresponsible marketing practices promoting criminal conduct, and given that statutes such as CUTPA, which is the Connecticut trade something or other, Anyway, I'll get back into that. Yeah. Are the only means available to address those types of wrongs. It falls to a jury to decide whether the promotional schemes alleged in the present case rise to the level of illegal trade practices,
yeah,
and whether fault for the tragedy can be laid at their feet.
I just can't comprehend that in any way, because the fault for a school shooting has to do solely with the school
shooter. Individual.
The individual, a person, decided that they were going to cause mayhem, create this heinous event, and their finger is the only finger pulling the trigger. Until you pull the trigger on a firearm, nothing happens.
It's just a piece of metal.
Yeah, and
so they're going to try to argue that the marketing materials in this case,
which are,
were somehow geared towards encouraging people to do untoward things.
Yeah.
And it seems completely implausible to me that that would be the case, having seen firearms magazine advertising.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say. I've never seen an ad saying, if the next time you go to do a school shooting, think Remington. Who would do that? Nobody does that. And there's nothing that even...
Or even anything like... fires X amount of rounds per second to knock down the bodies. You know, I mean,
unless it says to knock down the cheerleaders,
even in military magazines, you know, military trade journals and things like that. I mean, it's going to show soldiers in action. But what does that have to do with deciding to go in and kill a bunch of first graders? Well, it has nothing to do.
As you pointed out, Rich, all they're doing here in this case is they're remanding the case back to, I think, Bridgeport Superior Court there in Connecticut.
And telling them they got it wrong.
And they're saying, you can allow this case to proceed. They say here, for the foregoing reasons, we conclude the trial court properly determined that although most of the plaintiff's claims should have been dismissed, so saying, yeah, you were right about throwing out 99% of the case, but in this one instance, they say the PLCAA, that's the federal firearms thing, doesn't bar the plaintiff's wrongful marketing claims, and that, at least to the extent that it prohibits the unethical advertising of dangerous products for illegal purposes, CUTPA, which is the Connecticut Unfair Trade Practices Act, they say CUTPA qualifies as a predicate statute. Specifically, if the defendants did indeed seek to expand the market for their assault weapons through advertising campaigns that encouraged consumers to use the weapons not for legal purposes such as self-defense, hunting, collecting, or target practice, but to launch offensive assaults against their perceived enemies, then we are aware of nothing in the text or legislative history of PLCAA to indicate that Congress intended to shield the defendants from liability for the tragedy that resulted. So they're not saying that they've even seen this evidence, because that's not what their case would have been about.
Right.
The Supreme Court hasn't seen whatever the alleged marketing practices are that they're talking about. They're just saying, well, we think you should be able to show that to the Superior Court.
Yeah, there is a possible interpretation under the law. They're saying it's not impossible for this case to win.
When we come back, we are going to talk about what is actually going to the Supreme Court, and that is whether hip-hop is lethal and should be banned. This
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The GOP turns on Trump, the Senate voting 59-41 to repeal the president's declaration of a national emergency at the border, with Utah's Mitt Romney and Florida's Marco Rubio voting against the president along with 10 other Republicans. Oklahoma Senator Republican James Lankford supporting the president.
Is it an emergency? Does the president in current law have statutory authority? My answer to both of those things is yes.
Now, immediately after the vote in the Senate, President Trump tweeting in caps, veto! Exclamation point. Then after his one-word tweet, the president writing a second one on this subject, saying, I look forward to vetoing the just-passed Democrat-inspired resolution, which would open borders while increasing crime, drugs, and trafficking in our country. I thank all of the strong Republicans who voted to support border security and our desperately needed wall. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you would like to join our conversation, we'd love to hear from you. But one thing I'd love to hear about right now, Ian, is what's going on this summer. What's going on this summer, more specifically in New Hampshire?
Technically, it's the week before summer, June 13th through 18th. So just before summer begins, then the last week of spring with us at ForkFest 2019. It will be year number three for ForkFest, and it's happening in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Rogers Campground is the place. It's actually the 5 days prior to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which I think is entering its either 16th or 17th year, depending on how you calculate it.
Yeah.
So it's a great excuse to come up and check out New Hampshire, come up and meet some of the folks who might be your neighbors if you make the migration here as part of the New Hampshire Freedom Migration. Go to forkfest.party. You'll find a link to our Telegram chat room there and the ForkFest forum, both of which are unofficial because there's nothing official with ForkFest. Not even the name is official. People have called it different things. It's been called Somalia Fest.
I want to call it Band Camp.
Band Camp. Yep, that was a great one. I love that one. Because all the people who are banned from the Porcupine Freedom Festival are welcome at ForkFest.
Yeah, that joke works best in print.
It does, doesn't it? But I got it.
ForkFest.party. Again, it is decentralized. So there's no central committee. There's no board of directors. There's no organizer except for each individual. So every individual comes to the event, decides what to do. You want to just hang out and camp and, you know, build a fire or whatever, you can do that. Or you can create something for the other attendees to do. So maybe I know that Stephen and Derek from AnyPay.Global have announced they intend to have basically a rave tent every single night at ForkFest.
They're raving lunatics.
It's going to be wonderful. And then there's also Jay Noon, one of our co-hosts, who has said he's going to be doing what he calls man camp. So offering classes on how to do manly things, like, I don't know, make things out of metal and
manly stuff.
You know, yeah. Get a chainsaw and who knows what. So that's going to be fun. And maybe you want to put on a musical event. Maybe you want to put on a poker game. It's just up to you. You decide. But make sure you let everybody know over on the Telegram chat or the forum over at forkfest.party. And again, the dates are June 13th through the 18th coming up this summer or right before that.
Well, there you go. But if those music events do have hip-hop, wow, the Supreme Court is actually going to rule, may choose to take this case up, which is basically U.S. versus hip-hop.
What?
Hip-hop wants the Supreme Court to rule again on when threatening to kill.
Who is hip-hop? Who is the entity being sued?
Yeah, and if it's U.S. versus hip-hop, then the U.S. would have been coming after them, right?
I'm reading a headline, which is always poorly written,
okay.
Which always requires me to explain
okay.
What this article is.
Sorry, I thought you were poorly writing this headline on the fly. Go ahead.
Where is
carry
this
on.
From? What's the
this
source?
Is coming to us from CNN.com.
Okay.
But this basically, I'm just going to get into it. We'll discuss. It's Jamal Knox's conviction for rapping that he would kill two Pittsburgh police officers made its way through the appellate courts. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that another rapper was protected in saying he wanted to kill a federal agent. Yet in ruling in Anthony Elonius's favor, legal analysts worried, the high court has muddied what constitutes a true threat. The issue at hand in Knox's case, Justice Samuel Alito expressed a similar concern, particularly in regards to social media posting in his partial dissent to the 2015 ruling. And we'll get into what that specific ruling was, but where Alito held that song lyrics performed live or in studio were unlikely to be regarded as a real threat, quote, statements on social media that are pointedly directed at their victims, by contrast, are much more likely to be taken seriously, unquote. That's Alito writing. Knox's legal team nodded to the confusion in their petition to the U.S. Supreme Court. His lawyer said that where most courts have ruled the standard is objective and requires only that, quote, a reasonable person, unquote, would regard the speech as a sincere threat, quote, other courts have held that the standard is subjective and assess only whether the speaker intended to communicate such a threat, unquote. So basically, you have a rapper who says some really vile things, depending on your point of view, whether it's vile or not, but he was advocating murder.
Right.
And
it sounds like he may have targeted two individual police officers, like specified them.
His threats have been very specific, and his threats have been, there was no question about who he was calling out.
So
now what is subjective is whether he truly believes.
I want to shoot a cop is not to me a credible threat. And of course, want to isn't even a threat. Going to is a threat.
Right.
But if it was, I'm going to whack those two guys who pulled me over last Tuesday, that's another matter. Mm. That could be a bona fide threat. And some of these gangster rappers have the entourage and have the ability to carry out such a threat. So it's not unreasonable. I wouldn't want people to be able to issue death threats so long as they put a bass beat behind it.
Oh God. Yeah, and that's what we're gonna get into. So I'm gonna skip through this article a little bit so we can get into some of the specifics. And this has to do with a rapper known as Mayhem Mal and his buddy Rashid Beasley. Beasley goes as Soulja Bees and Knox goes as Mayhem Mal. He was busted.
Do you know if that pun is intended, sold you bees? I sold you bees, man. where are my bees? Sold them.
As the pair awaited trial, they produced a rap song, F the Police, and posted a video to social media where Alonis had invoked in...
That song came out in the early 90s.
Different song. You're thinking of... who am I thinking of? Who
F did? The Police.
Public Enemy?
Yeah, Public NWA. Enemy.
Yeah.
That's a big maybe. I don't know, but
no,
I love
NWA.
The song.
No, it was NWA.
Yeah, it is. And this was obviously another song that these guys did.
The song
with
title
the same
we
name.
Can't say by the band name we can't say.
Yeah, right. That's right.
Right.
If it were only the after show. Oh, no, we still couldn't do it on the after show.
No,
Twitch
no.
has a rule against the N-word.
Yeah, there you go. Where Alonis had invoked violence in a more abstract manner at the time, indicating he was... quote, testing the bounds of free speech, unquote. Knox and Beasley were more specific in their targets and aims. They refused to the arresting Pittsburgh officers by name. They referred to the arresting Pittsburgh officers by name, boasted knowledge of the officers' schedules, and laid out the violence they were willing to exact.
Oh, and we get quotes here.
Yes, we do. And I'm going to do my best on this before I have to dump my own self. Quote, I'm a jam these rusty knife all in his guts and chop his feet. You take money away from bees and all my S away from me. Well, your shift over at 3 and I'm going to F you up when you sleep. Knox rhymed at one point. Beasley went on to
say...
Were
there rhymes in there? I'm not sure about that.
Well...
Well, if you'd like me to rap it...
I don't know. And this same thing about the bees.
Uh-huh.
You know, I wonder if these bees that were robbed were the same bees that were sold.
Beasley went on to say he was...
Poor bees, they're just innocent.
I'll tell you, the bees have been through a lot.
Everybody loves bees. Beasley went on to say he was, quote... strapped nasty, unquote. Like
that means he's got guns.
He's got guns, like Richard Poplawski, a reference to the heavily armed man who killed 3 Pittsburgh police officers in 2009. The song closes with Knox rapping, quote, let's kill the cops because they don't do us no good. Pulling your Glock out because I live in the hood, unquote.
Rhymed. That one rhymed.
And I promise I will rap all these going forward. 855-450-FREE. What do you think? Should rappers be able to exercise their free speech and talk about killing police officers?
It's a good question, really.
It really is. Yeah. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've been talking about rap music. And I've been trying to share the court papers, I guess, and some of the potential testimony in this case. But it's really hard not to rap lyrics.
Are you a big rap fan?
No.
Okay.
No. There is certainly some that I like. I'm not like anti-hip-hop, anti-rap, but I like a lot of musical genres.
Sure.
Just that's not really one I'm really big on. But in this case, a gentleman who goes
but
by...
But you want to spit some lyrics.
I do. I'm just, you know...
Busta Rhyme.
I do. In this case, we're talking about a gentleman who goes by the moniker Mayhem Mal. I'm trying to find his real name, but his last name
that
is
that doesn't sound like
Knox.
A gentleman.
Yeah, Jamal Knox, who is a rapper. And basically, he had said some very specific raps, talking about being strap nasty, meaning he was heavily armed. This was his other partner rapper. And
he specifically named...
Yeah,
the Pittsburgh officers who had busted him and his buddy Rasheed Beasley, aka Soulja Bees, in 2012.
Just
after police found several bags of heroin, a gun, and $1,489 in their vehicle. So he names those officers and specifically says that he's going to jam a knife in one of their guts and chop his feet, as well as specifically says what time his shift is over, that he's going to F him up while he sleeps. That's part of the lyrics.
Yeah, one of the officers testified that he was shocked by the lyrics, and he retired from the police force and relocated because of the song. Well,
just to be clear, the Supreme Court has docketed the case, but they have yet to determine whether it will be heard.
Correct. While the other officer found the video, quote, very upsetting, unquote, leaving him concerned for his family and his safety. He required time off and a security detail, he testified. This is a police officer. I'm sorry, but you're afraid of...
See, to me, That's a credible threat, though.
Really?
You named somebody. You indicated knowledge of their schedule. I mean, if you just walked up to somebody and said those words, hey, I'm going to cut your guts out, the guy would be perfectly justified in pulling out a gun and shooting him in the face.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody tells me I'm going to kill you, you know.
But this was delivered in song lyrics, so it wasn't right. delivered directly to the person. Even though it did name the person specifically,
right.
it wasn't like sent in a letter to his house,
no,
I don't think.
But still, yeah, I think it's a bona fide threat with a backbeat. I really do. I think that it was intended to create terror in particular individuals.
I think it was intended to sell records. You know, I understand your point, Rich. I certainly do. But, you know, never. I can't lose sight of the fact that these guys are rappers. They are professional rappers. And they are musicians. They are artists. Mm-hmm. And he, before this had happened, admittedly said, I want to push this stuff to see how far I can get with the protection of the First Amendment, and can I do this?
Well, the unfortunate thing is the way you find out how far you can get is by losing a case.
Unfortunately.
And then you know what's too far.
Absolutely, but now we're going to go to the phones and talk to Free Market Penguin from Virginia. Penguin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to call in and... I hate to bring up this topic again, but I'm going to bring up Venezuela. And Ian, another listener and I were talking in the Discord, and we were kind of taken aback how we both listened to the podcast and how it was dismissed offhand that it's unlikely that the U.S. has a role in the nationwide Venezuelan blackouts.
I'm just saying, based on Occam's razor, it's more likely to be bureaucratic incompetence and failure of central planning than it is to be attacked from the outside.
But it does illustrate why we shouldn't be meddling in other countries at all, because we give them excuses
failure. No, I agree that the government, we're not meddling, but you mean the federal government.
Government. I didn't do any of this stuff. I've never even been to Venezuela.
I agree with you that they shouldn't be meddling, but just because the federal government has placed they put sanctions on Venezuela.
Yes.
That doesn't necessarily mean that they're hacking their power system. There's not really any evidence that they have. And further, again, Occam's razor, the principle in explaining a thing, no more assumptions should be made than are necessary. I mean, it seems generally the idea is what is the most likely explanation,
right,
as I understand it, and in which case centralized management of property tends to fail. And so it's not unbelievable that the government in Venezuela has screwed this up. In fact, there was a link from Ask Me Anything on Reddit with a guy claiming to be in Venezuela, Ask Me Anything, mm-hmm, basically. And he linked over to a guy who's on his Twitter, and I don't have it with me right now, but on his Twitter he assessed a lot of the situation with the power as
right.
a professional, somebody who kind of is in that a bit, you know, has the ability to professionally assess that. And he's talking about how, like, underneath a lot of these power lines, there's no mowing being done, there's no cutting down of trees, there's no maintenance whatsoever being done. They're not spending money on that stuff.
Yeah.
They don't have the money.
They don't have any money to spend.
So,
they've got plenty of money, it just won't buy any food.
Well, right.
Right.
And
I agree, and a lot of it makes sense. No, I agree, there's no evidence. But I'd like to point out that...
And there's evidence to the contrary, like lack of upkeep on the part of the government-run power company in Venezuela. There's evidence that they are doing a piss-poor job with upkeep.
I do want to point out, though, that this is the frontier of modern war, not modern, but, you know, in the future of warfare, that the United States invests billions in offensive and defensive capabilities to harden the grid and attack others. And I'd like to point out that the government that occupies Palestine and the U.S. intelligence services have successfully and very openly, very well publicized event where they the Stuxnet virus, where they actually used a mole. I think the Iranian Centrifuge was actually air gap from the internet. It should have been. And they introduced a virus, and it had the centrifuge go out of control and destroy the centrifuge and a lot of Iran's capability to make nuclear fissile material by
adopting that method. I'm with you, Penguin, that I don't think that the U.S. certainly does not have a record of not doing things like this. And Stuxnet was a real good example of them aggressively going after a foreign power that they didn't agree with. And they did it in a way that damaged not only Iran, but companies around the world, because Stuxnet, the genie got out of the bottle. And Stuxnet ended up being the basis for all kinds of viruses that we're still trying to deal with today. I don't think it's outside the realms. I tend to agree with these guys that in this case, I mean, you've got plenty of incompetence to point at and poor management, which is what you get out of central planning. You know what I mean?
I certainly agree, and I certainly am opposed to central planning. That is pretty much one of the big buzzwords that I use. But I do want to point out the Stuxnet and the fact that these are the capabilities that militaries worldwide are developing, and this is kind of the new frontier of warfare. So, it's certainly good to keep that possibility in mind. Certainly,
and maybe, the federal government tipped over a domino, kind of effect, where all the failed upkeep resulted in an even worse outage than would otherwise have been through just a normal failure. But I still think it's likely that it was all the failure of the central planners. Because, again, this was the claim of the North Korean government for the longest time, for a couple of decades, as I understand it, when the power was relatively unreliable throughout North Korea, where the places where they did have power at all, it was unreliable. It would be going off in the middle of the night for various different, times, multiple times per week, as I understand it. And the official state excuse was, well, we're under attack from the U.S. government. The U.S. government is taking down our power grid constantly. We just can't do anything about it. We're just under attack by the... It's just, come on. That's unbelievable that would really be the truth.
Level
right?
of crime honestly, wolf there.
That's normal in most of the world.
It's the claim.
You have power some of the time.
Yeah.
But the point that he brings...
Well, I don't know. I mean, I can see reasons that they might do that.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing.
You don't have to. They're that incompetent. These are the communists we're talking about here.
Right, but of course, they're not going to admit to their own incompetence.
Right, but you're also dealing with U.S. imperialism that has something like a 100-year-old history of mucking about in other people's countries, and that's the part.
And hey, that's why arms neutrality is so important to me.
Is it? We'll have to talk about net neutrality, or at least whatever
arms
net neutrality.
I'm talking about a foreign policy of neutrality.
Oh,
that's
a good policy. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With VantagePoint software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. VantagePoint has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. VantagePoint software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, VantagePoint is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with VantagePoint software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.